No, not this particular one, but
this baleen.
Could be about the baleen.
What is you doing?
The baleen. Oh my god.
We're always the last to know what we're gonna do.
I told you.
What'd you change?
I'm gonna give him a token. About the song.
Oh, yucca.
I can't
know why Everett's here.
I can't spit and rub my belly at the same time, so I'll let him tune it. And this is a whaling song, probably from the 1870s or so, and it tells a story about a race to the whaling grounds. The Baleena was a real ship. The Terra Nova's also mentioned, several other ships. And if you listen closely to the words, you realize that this is a ship that has both steam and sail power. And this is what was happening at the latter part of the 19th century, is that steam, slowly but surely, was taking over the dominance on the high seas. And so finally, the age of square rig by the 1920s was over. That was the last of it, and it became somewhat nostalgic. And that was the last of the commercial uses of square rig, because they just couldn't compete with steam. And so this is kind of a song of the whaling days of the 1870s. It's called the Baleena. And as soon as this guitar's in tune, we'll sing it for you.
There's such a big collection of forecastle songs that I often thought the sailors were probably a bunch of singing fools. Then I realized I couldn't read. So they probably did do a lot of singing.
Some of them could, I'm sure they were.
Yeah, really, you know. Who can read anyways like this?
It's gone into Mystic River tuning, which is... Close enough.
Is it worth the wait?
Close enough for museum work. I don't know.
This song's a real gem. You're going to love it. This particular ship, the Baleena, by the 1890s was doing Arctic whaling, wherein with steam power and with screws it could cut through the ice, and they would go up in the fall, winter in the Arctic, and then when everyone else was sailing up the coast, they'd be up there ahead of time. So it became very popular. Lots of ships would go up there, ice themselves in for the wintertime, and be there. But this song actually dates from the 70s, a little bit earlier, so when it was still in the Atlantic.
Take it away.
All right. How's that going?
The noble fleet of whalers went sailing from Dundee, manned by British sailors to work upon the sea. On the Western Ocean Passage, none with them can compare, but the smartest ship to make the trip's the leader, I declare. All the wind is on her quarter, engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails out of Dundee can beat the old Baleena. She needs no trial run, and she challenged all the brave and small from Dundee to St. John. Tuesday, 3 days out of Dundee. Oh, well, a gale took off her quarter boat and a couple of men, you see. Well, it battered at her bulwarks, her stanchions and her rails, and it left the old Baleena boys crawling in the gale. Ho! The wind is on her quarter, her engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails out of Dundee can beat the old Baleena. She needs no trial run, and she challenged all the great storm from Dundee to St. John. Old Jackman cut his canvas and fairly raised the steam. Captain Guy with Aaron Boy was plowing through the stream. The noble Terra Nova, her boilers nearly burst, and still at the old whaling grounds, Baleena got there first. Oh, it's not her water, her engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails out of Dundee can beat the old Baleena. She needs no trial run, and she challenged all the great and small from Dundee to St. John. Thank you. ship's half full of oil. Our flying jibble points for home towards unneeded soil. And when that we have landed, boys, where the rum is a very cheap oil drink, six sisters give us help for getting us some of the deep. Oh, the wind is on water, her engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails out of Dundee. Can beat the old Evelina, she needs no trial run. And she judged all her great and small from Dundee to St. John. Thank you.
It was worth it.
I'll sing a little rhyme as I've got a little time about the meanest little ship in all creation. Well, her name is the Mitchell, and from Edgartown did sail, and they fitted her out to go to desolation. Her officers are natives of old Cape Cod, the place where there is nothing to eat on. But the product of their land is macro bones and sand, so he had to starve or go to desolation. Or fear the flour would not last for bread three times a day, with mince pies to feed the after guard on. Well, they cut a short one half, and they said with a laugh, well, that's good enough for Jack on desolation. The meat on this ship once belonged to a horse, or one of his damn near relations. Well, they put us on an allowance of a quarter pound a day, and they could afford no more on desolation. Towards the ends of a voyage, they'll treat you mighty rough. They'll cause you trials and tribulations. If you've got any pay, they would have you run away, and they'll pocket all you've earned on desolation. That's a song that we found, not we, Gail Huntington found, in a manuscript of a whaler's journal. So that gives you another idea of what life is like for the men out there, as they wrote it, not necessarily as they sang it, trying to be cheerful.
It's a song I did yesterday, but it pertains to this kind of workshop. The course had very sad moments thinking about their homeland and thinking about the ladies that they'd left behind there. And this sailor had a really nice dream one night as he was lying in his hammock, and it's about his lady came to him in the middle of the night. Here's what happens though. All good dreams have to come to a sad end. The lowlands away. I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed a dream the other night. To me, lowlands away. I dreamed a dream about my own true love. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. She flew to me like some young dove. To me, lowlands away. This girl, she stood right by my side. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. All dressed in a white like some young bride. To me, lowlands away. Oh, lowland maids are fair and true. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. And they have hearts that's just as true. To me, lowlands away. I held her in my fond embrace. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. And Mr. Sweet and Shining Face. To me, lowlands are waved. And then awoke to hear the cry. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. Rouse up the watch, oh watch ahoy. To me, lowlands away. For I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed a dream the other night. To me, lowlands away.
The name of the song is, it's called A Juice Read Lovely Nancy, and one of the reasons that there's so many mournful songs in the sea music heritage is because it was a dangerous occupation to go to sea. People went to sea and didn't come back. And some did, though, and there was great rejoicing, of course, when men went off to war and did come back. This is a man telling about the dangers at sea, fighting in these battles at sea, and singing to his loved one, or at least singing about his loved one. Adieu, sweet, lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. For I'm going over the ocean, love, for to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. That it might be a token of true love while I am on the sea. While I am far upon the sea, you'll not know where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let my body be where it might, my heart is with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, love, see how it gathers around. Whilst we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, or to keep us from the cold. While we must fight on the ocean wide like jolly seamen bold. There are tinkers, tailors, and shoemakers lie snoring fast asleep. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are plowing through the deep. Our officers commanded us, and to them we must obey, expecting every moment for to be cast away. But when the wars are over, love, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. Oh, we'll call for liquor merrily and we'll spend our money free. And when the money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea. Thank you.
You know, it's funny, I don't know why I just thought of this. I was thinking of one thing, and then I decided to change it to a song called All Things Are Quite Silent. Now, that must be something psychological in my mind, because there's nothing silent about this at all. All things are very noisy.
holding the anchor.
Yeah. This is another
Oh, I see.
Is this going to carry it all, or should I just drag the guitar?
It is a guitar. Oh, it's an excellent one. Neil Hayes.
This is one of the oldest songs in the English-speaking tradition, I think. One of them, anyway. It's called All Things Are Quite Silent. It's about the, a woman singing about the fact that her true love is pressed into service.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of fun going on here.
All things are silent. What? All things are silent. All things are quite silent.
Imagine being in a forecastle while that's going on up on deck.
Shut up, Uncle. We're trying to sing a nice song.
Hang down, M. Rose's brother.
Should be over soon. They get tired and they stop pulling, and then there's a moment of silence.
I must say, it's a real treat to see it going up and down like this. I mean, it's been up about 6 months.
Yeah. Now, I used to work this museum as what they call the, you know, an interpreter. So my instincts are to say, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Now you see the sails on a Morgan, you know. Going up and down. This is a traditional trick. I was thinking that myself, Jonathan. That's a very good idea. You want to do something very loud?
Oh, they're done.
Oh. Go for
hey.
It.
All right. And no one believe it. All things are quite silent, each mortal at rest. Beneath my true love lay snug in one nest. When a bold set of ruffians, they entered our cave, and they took my dear true world to pull out of salt grave. I beg for my true loves, I beg for my life. But they'd not listen to me, although a fond wife. Saying the king must have sailors, to the sea he must go. And they left me lamenting in sorrow and woe. Fields and meadows we oft times did walk, with sweet conversations of love we did talk, and the birds in the woodland so sweetly did sing, and the lovely thrushes' voices made the valleys to ring. Though my love has left me, I'll not be cast down. Who knows when someday my love may return and will make me amends for my sorrow and strife. We will be happy for the rest of our lives.
Not
worth the wait.
already. I didn't even have to tune.
Hello.
Oh,
for the winter blues.
And you can't tune.
Can't play this either.
It's pretty sure on the pitch on the side.
It's on the other side.
Means the note's stuck.
Take your hand, push them all, spring them a few times.
There is a concertina doctor.
There's a concertina doctor present. While they're doing that.
Next doctor, I'll do another song.
There's one assigned to each workshop area.
Oh, you love it.
Something the sailors used to sing about is called drinking on a favorite sauces. Grog, all of me grog. Now, my mum sent me a little clipping from a paper in England to tell me how the term grog came about. So, as a mixed grain of a mixed material that this fella, Admiral, whatever his face was, used to wear. And he used to call a grogram coat, a cloak, and he used to wear it all the time. And he was the man who had the rum watered down. And they used to call him the old grog. And so when he watered the rum down, that's what the term grog came from. Now it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. So I got the beer and tobacco, but I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Or across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? All again for beer and tobacco. For the uppers are worn out, the heels are knocked about. Toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. But I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. All across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where is me shirt, me noggin, noggin shirt? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the collar's all worn out, the runs is knocked about. Me arse is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. All across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where is me bed, me noggin, noggin bed? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For I lent it to a whore, the mattresses are wore. Springs are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. For across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where is me boat, me noggin, noggin boat? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For a keel is on the rock, sails they are in hock. A mast are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. But I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Or across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where is me song, me noggin, noggin song? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For me throat is all worn out, me tonsils knocked about. The tune is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. But I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Or across the western ocean I must wander. I'm sick in the head, I haven't been to bed since I first came ashore with me plunder. Icy centipedes and snakes, full of pains and aches. Think I'll strike a path for where he yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. But I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. All across the western ocean I must wander. Yes, it's all for me grog,
the jolly, jolly grog. Slog on for beer and tobacco. Or a stent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. But her also as an ocean I must wander.
Than them. I guess we better keep it up.
We have a light glue.
Does anybody have any glue?
Is there any glue in the house for the doctor?
Clarasil.
This is a polka that goes back to the 1830s. It's called New York Girls. And the polka was just then beginning to kind of find its way around the world. And of course, you know, the sailors were great carriers of many things. Music is one of the things that they...
Oh, David!
See? I said that.
He's a carrier!
this is the reality of sea history. I'm sorry. Show. You saw the miniseries on Christopher Columbus. Don't believe that stuff. But anyway, it is a polka. If you feel like dancing, please feel free. I wish that Leo Hamill, if he had his fiddle with him, because we'd ask him to join us. It's got a chorus, and you obviously have great voices, so please join us. I wish this was in tune.
Well, it's more authentic out of tune.
You're right.
You're right.
This is what, you know...
This is how they used to really
sound. I'm convinced that the reason that you don't find a great deal of evidence that a lot of guitars went to sea is simply this, is that they just don't work with salt water. Simple as that. You just, you know, they were thrown off within a couple of days at sea. As I walked down the Broadway one evening in July, I met a maid, she asked to trade the Sailor Jack, says I. And away, here's Sandy, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? I said, my fair young maiden, I'm a stranger in your town. I'm homeward bound to Liverpool, just landed from Hong Kong. And away, here's Sandy, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? So come with me, my dearie, and you shall be my sweet. I'll buy you rum and candy, girl, and something good to eat. And away, here's Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? I took her down at Tiffany's, I didn't mind expense. I bought her two brass lollipops, they cost me 15 cents. And away, here's Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Fine young sailor, well, see me home, you may. But when I reached a cottage door, she missed me, did say, and away, here's Sandy, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? The flashman, he's a Yankee with his hair cut short behind. And he wears a pair of red top boots and sails on the Black Ball Line. And away, here's Sandy, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? He's homeward bound this evening, and here with me he'll stay. So fare thee well, your lime juice boy, get you on your way. And away, here's Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Her hard and proper before her flashman came. I said, farewell, you Bowery girl, I know your little game. And away, here's Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? I kissed her hard and proper, then back to the ship did steer. I'll never court flash girls no more, I'll stick to rum and beer. And away, here's Santee, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Girls, can't you dance the polka?
But these guys say he blots it out. Well, here's a song that French sailors sang from the coast of Britain. Actually, this was collected amongst a group of men who were working along the coasts where the logging industry was. There were I haven't had enough coffee this morning. I understand when they complain about not enough coffee on board ship.
That's right.
Disaster.
Want to go back and start over?
Here we go.
I had four cups before I picked this thing up.
We're in the logging industry. And this song was sung apparently by the men who collected the logs as they came downstream that were kind of stray runaway logs. And then they were in little rafts and we helped them down the stream to where they ought to really go and make paper for us to print books on. All right, here we go. How could love be a shop monger? Concorda de honker, concorda de honker. How could love be a shop monger? Contona de honte, contona de honte. That's all there is to it, and it means, isn't life wonderful when you can pay the rent?
Write that down.
It's got his name.
Flippy, you want to finish it up?
Finish up?
Actually, his song would be, isn't life wonderful when you don't have to pay the
rent? Yeah.
All right, we'll finish this session here off with another drinking song, Wandering Sailor. Wild Rover, this fella. A wild rover, you're a royal horse.
Rodrigo.
Chorus goes, it's no, nay, never, and you can clap your hands. No, nay, never, no more, while I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. We'll go through the chorus for those who don't know. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more, while I play the wild rover, no, never. I've been a wild rover for many the year. I spent all me money on a whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with a golden grey store. I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Frequent, told the landlady me money's all spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a customer as yours I can get any day. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I say. All that sovereign's bright, the landlady's eyes open a wide with delight. She said, I have got whiskey, beers are the best. The words I just told you were spoken in jest. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never. To me parents, tell them what I've done. I hope they will pardon their prodigal son. If they'll forgive me as oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more.
breaks up about 5-10 minutes and then come back again with another group to sing for you songs of immigration. So you're welcome to stay. And
okay, so I'll just...